purpose of the change.
Yeah, that's what we're
talking about. We sent the postcard, but we also, when we do this, when we change from ag productivity to ag market value, we send a separate letter out with a urgent notice that tells them how to prove that they have productivity. And they tell us, you know, if they have something on their personal property, or they just need to alert us if we haven't found it. If we didn't see it when we were out there, they move it over, send the letter, and the people have the opportunity to tell us, hey, on personal property, I have this, or here's a copy on, you know, this little section of my my tax statement that shows that I'm making money off of maple syrup or whatever they're doing. And that would get them back to the productivity or the bees, you know. But we didn't hear from them.
So if they could provide that at this point? Okay. If it's just hunting and fishing, it still probably would be a fair market value type of evaluation. But if you're actually using the property to produce something, such as the maple syrup you're talking about, do you have any kind of documentation or something that you can send us or send the assessor's office to help us understand what you're doing with the property? Is there any...
Like receipts for my equipment for maple syrup?
Right. It would be on your personal property if you have actual equipment to sell it commercially or...
We don't actually sell any maple syrup whatsoever. We just make it for ourselves and for our friends.
So that would just go under
a car. There is no monetization of that property whatsoever, you know, not for echo. It's just vacant land that we just use personally to hunt and fish.
And so because...
The maple syrup, so I really don't...
Because your name is Rocking Rentals, we were unable to cross you with a personal property assessment list. If we can look something up, which we try to do, and make sure, you know, if they have cows or a goat or anything, we absolutely look for that first before we send that letter. But we had no other contact for you other than the U.S. mail, and you were sent the letter and the handout. So.
Okay, so help me understand a little bit on how things are classified. Are you saying that if there's agricultural and property in Katy County that's producing income, it's taxed at a lower rate than vacant land that is not producing any income?
Okay, so what I'm trying to tell you is the state of Missouri has a productivity subsidy for farmers. Farmers, ranchers, people who are using this to make a living. And we're pretty lenient in Taney County because we realize, you know, sometimes people will have somebody hay their land for them, and that's kind of a deal, so we'll accept that, a letter saying that so-and-so's using hay from my land and cutting hay, or we have another gentleman who he buys his cows after the first of the year. He fattens them up, and he takes them to market by about October. So he's not going to have an assessment list, but he certainly has a receipt where he bought the cows and he sold the cows. That's what we need for the state, because this, again, is from the state, and we say that in our notice. You need to have something that we can put with your parcel when the state audits us, and they do, and they say, why did you give them a productivity rate? Where is your proof of productivity? And so we just need something from you when the state looks at your property.
All right. Based on your representations, I think you just use it for your personal use. So really, I mean, you have a check valuation, but let's talk about that. I mean, basically, what's happening in the county is that a lot of the property is being assessed by its use, and they're obviously going across and getting a lot of the vacant lots. We've had a fair amount of those this session. So it's a question, too, of is that 46 acres worth the appraised value in this case, which is $211,350. In other words, is that value over and above? And I think with 46 acres, I don't think there's any question that it's still undervalued as, or it's still under fair market value in this particular case. And so I think what the assessor is indicating is that they need something showing productivity, and it doesn't sound like it's really being used for that, and I understand that. But it sounds like you've benefited from a very low tax rate for a long time on the property.
Well, we've only owned it for a couple of years, if that.
Sure. Well, but the previous owner probably too. So, does the board have any other questions on that about the property itself? Where did the valuation or where did the value come from? Is that land study again?
Yeah. And he's in Branson School District.
And you're in Branson School District, and that's that 4,200.
4,356 an acre, or 10 cents a square foot. And he's up there by 248.
So. You just checked classification, but I guess, you know, what? As a taxpayer, I want to give you the opportunity to do this as well. If you feel like that valuation is not appropriate for 46 acres, if it were on the market, we want to give you the opportunity to address that issue. But your classification, which is what you checked, hasn't changed. It's just it's the use within the agricultural.
They just checked.
I think that's there's some confusion among a lot of the county as to what was being changed. So I certainly want to give you that opportunity if you think that you can find comps that would show that 46 acres is being overvalued. I'd like to give you
that. Tell me one more time the value that you're assessing it at.
And again, we're an independent board. We're not for against the assessor or anything like that. We're here to hear tax appeals as a citizen board. But the value the assessor has is $211,350. I'm just going to guess, make an educated guess, that is undervalue for the property. So you tell me if you want additional time to provide comps or something like that on the property, but I don't know that we have anything in front of us that would incline us to drop the value unless the board has something else.
I think the main purpose was to address the change from agricultural to residential.
If there was something on there that said residential, I don't know that that's the case. The value went up because of the lack of productivity from an agricultural standpoint, which, as the assessors indicated, the state gives us basically a subsidy when you're using the land to produce something. And we don't... Please understand, we don't make those rules. So we just have to deal with what the rules are. So that's kind of where it is. If you feel like you want more time, we'll be happy to give that to you. But if you feel like that's probably a reasonable or much less than actual value of the property, then you may not want to waste your time doing that. So that's your call.
So question, if anything changes with the land and we do put some cattle on there or produce hay, that
sure.
sort of thing, we need to go back to the assessor's office?
Yeah, just go, yeah, sure, just go show them proof of what you're doing with the property and they'll get you adjusted.
But next year is when it would happen.
Yeah, right. In other words, this is really as of January 1 of this year, so that's what we have to look at least for this year. But yes, that value could change. If you do start doing something else with the property. That's correct.
Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying the rules and classification of it. And I don't have any further questions at this point. Do you, Jeremy?
No, thank you.
Okay. And you don't want to present anything else regarding value? I just want to make sure.
No.
Okay.
No, we don't.
With respect to BOE 357, I would make a motion. I'll say both classification and value because the classification hasn't changed. But make a motion to deny.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. We appreciate you owning Taney County, and thank you for taking our call.
Folks.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
All right. I've got BOE
5.3. The number is not answering. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
So, everything out west, all circuits are busy.
I know.
All right. Did somebody say something about that one?
It's a nightly rental.
It was, okay. 359, Poolside Pass. I'm going to guess that's a nightly rental.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the only one associated with them?
Still looking.
Looks like there's only one.
Nathan, this is David Akers, Taney County Board of Equalization. Do you have a minute?
Yes, sir. I do.
Okay, great. We're a little behind today. Apologize. Nathan, you and Nicole, is this the only, do you have a nightly rental property in Taney County?
That is the only one, yes, sir.
Okay, and this, that's the one that's on the docket today, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. With respect to these, what we've been doing is if you have only one property in Taney County that you use in a nightly rental program, we give you a break on the first one, 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you acquire any more that you put in the rental program, then they would be 100% commercial. Are you just calling about the classification?
Yes, sir. That was it, just for that reclassification.
Okay. And the value that you checked on there, is that just because of the classification? It's not because you're contesting the value that's on here?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So you'd be okay with withdrawing the evaluation, or excuse me, the valuation, if we made that mixed-use classification motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Based on the taxpayer's indication that he's going to withdraw the valuation and to treat these consistently with what we have done in the past, well, as to BOE 359, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. You'll get a decision within a few days, and thank you for owning in Taney County.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to go back to BOE 513, see if I can get a hold of them now.
Which one?
BOE 513, right above it.
Oh, okay.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Do we have another number for them?
That was the right number. Let me try it one more time.
The number is not answering. All circuits are...
Is it the same as what's up on the screen, David?
That's the correct one. That's the same one I got.
Okay.
Can we take a break?
Sure. Take a brief recess.
Okay.